divine revelation in God's word. His grace I see when I see how He has chosen me. And it happens every day when I begin to pray. It burns within my heart, the things He always says. He revealeth unto me what I was born to be in this day. So I'm saying,
I need you. Waiting patiently on our knees tonight, oh God. Blessed be the name of the Lord, oh my soul. Yes, blessed be the name of my God. Worthy are you, Lord Jesus, of all the praise, of all the... Patiently, we are waiting on our knees, oh God. Because you said to come unto you all that are heavy laden, and you will give us rest. Father God, we come to you tonight. We come, we are entering to praise you. We are entering to magnify your holy name. We come to glorify your holy name tonight. We come to glorify, to magnify your mighty name and your powerful name. We come to give you praise. We come to give you glory, Lord God. Patiently on our knees, Father God, we are waiting for you to speak for us, waiting for you to speak through us, waiting for you to speak into our lives, Father God, tonight. We come unto you and we bless you, Lord. With thanksgiving in our hearts, with praise in our lips, we come tonight to glorify you. We come to give you all the glory, we come to give you all the praise, for there is none like you. We are lifting up our hands before you tonight, oh God, and we're saying thank you, Lord. We want to say thank you for everything. Thank you for life. Thank you, Father God, we have this opportunity today to come to work. Father God, thank you, and thank you for life. Thank you for breath. Thank you for everything that you have done for us. And we are asking, Father, please, to clean us from anything that is not like you. Clean our hearts tonight, Lord God. Clean our lips tonight, Lord. Clean our thoughts tonight, Lord. Clean everything in us, oh God. We move every sins, Father God. We move every stain of sins in our lives, in our souls, in our spirits tonight, Lord God. As we come unto you, Elohim, as we come to bless your holy name, as we come to glorify your name, let your glory be revealed in us tonight, O God. Clean us, Lord. Wash us, O Lord. Help us, Father God, so we can enter into your presence. So we can enter into your courts with praise and with thanksgiving, Father God. We thank you, Lord God, for grace. We thank you for your mercy, Lord. We thank you for everything, Father God. We thank you for everyone tonight that has the opportunity to come, Lord God. Wherever they are, in our radio station, oh God, on a TV station, in their worker box, and social media, YouTube or Facebook, whichever a way they are using, Father God, to pray, we lift them all before you, Father God. And we are asking you for the Holy Spirit to touch their lives, oh God. For the Holy Spirit to redeem tonight, oh God, to restore lives back with you, Father God. We come as one tonight, Lord, to magnify you. We come as one to glorify you. We come as one to bless your holy name. And we are saying tonight, Father God, to touch us. Every single one of us, Lord, wherever they are, Lord God, we are calling upon you. And we are asking, Father God, for your forgiveness. Anything they have done, Lord God, let your blood wash them all. Let your blood cleanse them all, Father God. As we come before you, have your way. Have your way, Father God. Have your way, Adonai, in our hearts. Have your way, Yahweh, because we trust you. We believe in you, Lord. We do not have no other hope but you, Lord God. Because we know that only you have the power. Only you have the authority, Father God, to destroy every stronghold of the enemy has put in our lives, Father God. So tonight we come and we are asking for your forgiveness. We are asking for your mercy. We are asking for your touch tonight, Lord God, to touch us, Lord. And the area of our lives that we need a touch from you, Lord God. Because we know, Father God, once you touch our lives, oh God, we'll never be the same. Hear our voices tonight. Send your deliverance, your breakthrough, Father God. So tonight we come, Father God, as a special night we come unto you, Father God. We are asking you, please, Father God, to say something in our lives, to say something in our situation, to say something, Father God, in what we are going through, Father God, because we know you have the power, because we know you can say it, Father God. We know once you speak, Father God, once you say something, everything in our lives will change in the favor of how you want it to be, Father God. Tonight we come. We come to implore you, Lord. We come to implore your favor. We come to implore your mercy. We come, Father God, unto you. Because we do not have no other God before you. We do not have no other hope but you, Adonai. We do not have no one else, Father God, but you, Elohim, but you, Yahweh. And we are asking you, Father God, tonight to move in the lives of your people, move in our midst tonight, Lord God, and do what you want to do, Father God. We come before you, Lord. And we are asking you, Father God, to move like never before in our lives tonight. And we will give you praise. Hallelujah. We will worship you forever and ever, Lord God. And we will say, this is the Lord's doing. And it is marvelous in our eyes. No one else will get the glory but you, Yahweh. No one else will get the glory but you, Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. Father God, tonight, have mercy. Heal the cries of our hearts tonight. Heal the cries of our souls tonight, oh God. Everyone, wherever they are, Lord God. We come, Father God, tonight to intercede. We come, Father God, to petition. We come tonight, Father God, to bring our hope unto you, Lord God. And we are asking you, please, Lord, to do something in our situations. We believe and we trust, Lord God, that you will and you can and you shall do something for us, Lord God. Please hear our voice, Lord God, as we are calling. We are on our knees. We are on our face. We are calling upon you, Lord God, and we know that you will do something for us. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our God, we pray, Father God. Amen. Oh, yes, I believe, Lord.
I was born a predestinated sinner.
Amazing grace.
Hallelujah. Oh, yes, Lord.
Amazing grace.
I've chosen
this one.
Hallelujah, Psalms 39.
So I will give my life.
Psalms 39. I said, I will guard my ways, lest I sin with my tongue. I will restrain my mouth with a muzzle, while the wicked are before me. I was mute with silence. I held my peace even from good. And my sorrow was stirred up. My heart was hot within me. While I was musing, the fire burned. Then I spoke with my tongue. Lord, make me to know my end. And what is the measure of my days? That I may know how frail I am. Indeed, you have made my days as a hard breath. As hand breath, and my age is as nothing before you. Certainly, every man at his best state is but vapor. Surely, every man walks about like a shadow. Surely, they busy themselves in vain. He heaps up riches and does not know who will gather them. And now, Lord, what do I wait for? My hope is in you. Deliver me from all my transgressions. Do not make me to reproach. Do not make me the reproach of the foolish. My mouth, because it was man pretty. You make his beauty melt away. Every man is vapor. Hear my prayer, O Lord, and give heal to my cry. Do not be silent at my tears, for I am a stranger with you, a sojourner as all my fathers were. Remove your gaze from me that I may be more. Amen. Hallelujah. Psalms 39. 39. We are in prayer tonight. We are praying. Tonight we are praying for intercession, we are petition, we are praying prayers of supplication unto the Lord. So whatever your needs are, whatever you are still of tonight, so we are going into the presence of the Lord. We are on our knees upon him. He says he called, will humble themselves and call upon their lands. It might be their, you even yourself and to the Lord to. He said upon him and called that under he was and he cares. So tonight, that's the reason why we come to intercede with you. We come to speak to the Lord, to speak our hearts as Anna did when he wanted the Lord to do something for her after for many years of suffering. We know the story of Anna. He had something in her heart. She had something in her heart. She needed the Lord to do something because she was sick and tired with that situation in her life. She wanted the Lord to do something in her life. And she went in that year and she asked the Lord. She spoke to the Lord. No man could understand or no man could hear what she was saying. But she spoke her heart to the Lord. So tonight, get yourself ready. As we are praying and blessing the name of the Lord and praise and worship and prayer of intercession and petition. we are pouring out our hearts unto the Lord. Let's go again in another psalm. Hallelujah, yes, Lord.
I need you, Lord.
Yes, we need you, Lord.
I need
we
you,
need you, Lord.
And when you come, you will meet me, Lord.
You will meet me on my knees.
In consecration.
Oh, let's stick with me, Psalms 95. This is the prayer that we are doing, Psalms 95.
I've read the scriptures in the Bible about the
Psalms 95. Oh, come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us shout joyfully for the work of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving. Let us shout joyfully for to him with us. God is the great king above us. In his hand deep place the earth. The height of the hills are his. This for he made. And his hands formed. Come, let us worship and down. He is our God. And we are the people of his pasture. And the sheep of his hand. Today, if you will hear his voice, do not harden your hearts as in the rebellion, as in the day of and the wilderness when your fathers tested me. They tried me, though they saw my work for 40 years. I was grieved with that generation. And said, it is a people who go astray in their hearts, and they do not know my ways. So I swore in my wrath, they shall not enter my rest. They shall not enter my rest. Hallelujah. We are patiently waiting on our knees, O God. Oh Lord, hallelujah. Bless the name of the Lord. We're going to do a third psalm. Oh, all on my knees. Psalms 145. I will meet you, Lord, on my knees. Psalms 145. I will extol you, my God, O King. And I will bless your name forever and ever. Every day I will bless you. And I will praise your name forever and ever. Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised. And his greatness is unsearchable. One generation shall praise your works to another. And shall declare your mighty acts. I will meditate on the glorious splendor of your majesty and your wondrous work. Men shall speak of the might of your handsome acts, and I will declare your greatness. They shall utter the memory of your great goodness and shall sing of your righteousness. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion, slow to anger and great in mercy. The Lord is good to all, and his tender mercies are over all his works. All your works shall praise you, O Lord, and your saints shall bless you. They shall speak of your glory, of your kingdom, the talk of your power, to make known to the sons of men his mighty acts and the glorious majesty of his kingdom. Your kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and your dominion endures throughout all generations. The Lord upholds all who fall and raises up all who are bowed down. The eyes of all look to you, and you give them their food in due season. You open your hand and satisfy the desire of every living thing. The Lord is righteous in all his ways. All who call upon him, to all who call upon him in truth, he will fulfill the desire of those who fear him. He also will hear their cry and save them. The Lord preserves all who love him, but all the wicked he will destroy. My mouth shall speak the praise of the Lord, and all flesh shall bless his holy name forever. Amen. Hallelujah. Yes, all flesh shall bless the name of the Lord our God forever. They shall bless the name of the Lord our God forever and ever. For the Lord only is to be praised. The Lord God Almighty, our Lord, our God, our Savior, he is the only true and living God. Hallelujah. Bless the name of the Lord. Welcome tonight to the Sword of the Spirit Prayer Revival. Wherever you are, I want to extend welcoming to you tonight to the Sword of the Spirit Prayer Revival. Our prayer meeting we have every Monday evening from 8:30 to 9:30 Eastern Standard Time. It is the time that we come to bless the name of the Lord, to magnify the name of our God, to glorify his name, because only him must be praised. As you know, I am your host, Prophetess Sandra Florentine. We are here to bless the name of the Lord. I'm here to pray for you, to pray with you. We are going to pray the name of the Lord. We are going to magnify the name of our God, to give him praise and glory and honor. As we are holding hands and the Spirit, wherever you are, we are going to pray. Like I said tonight, this is a special night of prayer, special prayer of a petition, of whatever that you have in your heart, the sorrow that you have in your heart, that you want the Lord to do something for you, the thing that you have, the things that is going on in your life. You feel like you're on a verge of breaking, that you need the Lord, your immediate things that you need the Lord to do something, to say something for you. This is what we come tonight. The thing that you cannot tell no one. The thing that you need in your heart, that you are not, you will not be able to explain it to someone else. So tonight I come to pray with you. We're going to hold hands as we are interceding, and also as we are petitioning our needs unto the Lord, as we are praying prayer of supplication unto the Lord God Almighty, for him to have mercy and to hear our voices tonight. So wherever you are, as you already know, we are here to pray. Before we go any further in prayer, I want to bless you in this song. It's to get you ready. It's to get your spirit ready to enter in into the glory, into the holy of holies of the Most High, so we can speak our hearts, so we can pour out our hearts unto the Lord. Let your spirit be blessed and get ready to pray. Hallelujah. Yes.
Take me past the outer court and through the holy place, and past the brazen altar, Lord, I long to see your face. Pass me by the crowds of people and the priests who sing their praise. Lord, I hunger and thirst for your righteousness, and it's only found one place. Take me into the holy of holies.
Blessed be the name of the Lord, O my soul. Blessed be his holy name. Blessed be the mighty name of Jesus Christ, our God, our Lord, and our most high God. He said to him, all of you that are heavy laden, and he will give you rest. He said, take his yoke upon you, because his burden is light, his yoke is easy. And he said that he will give us rest. Whatever that you are carrying, whatever that you feel like that you have and you cannot carry, tonight we are bringing them unto the Lord. And the secret place, he said, to call upon him. Wherever you are, I do not know your needs, but we are entering as we are holding hands. Speak to the Lord. Let him know what you need tonight. Let him know, because he said to talk, he said to delight yourself unto him, and he will give you the desires of your heart. To stay in his word. So let's enter in. Father God, in the precious name of Jesus Christ, we are entering into your presence. We are entering into the Holy of Holies. Because once you died, Father God, for us, you said to come. When you died on the cross, the veil, Father God, whipped from top to bottom, oh God. So now we can enter into the Holy of Holies in your presence, oh God. As we are living in your holiness, in your righteousness, we can come, Lord God. We can enter in to come and speak to you, Father God, directly. Father God, tonight we come. We come, Most High God. We come, Adonai. We come, Elohim. We come into your presence tonight, oh God. We come and we are imploring, Father God, for those that have a burden in their hearts, oh Lord. Those that have a hurt, those that has a void in their hearts, oh Lord. Those that are imploring for your goodness, oh Lord. Those that are imploring, oh God. Those that are in supplication, oh God. That are calling upon you to do something in their lives tonight. We come, Lord God, because we do not have no other hope, Lord. You are the one, Lord, that sees every need, oh Lord. You are the one that knows everything, Father God. Because, Lord, you are the one, once you created mankind, oh Lord God, you provided everything already, Father God, for mankind on the earth. You provided, oh God, you made everything for mankind, oh Lord. You made everything, Father God, and you, Lord, and Father God, you breathe life into the souls, and man becomes a living soul, Father God. You breathe life into their souls, oh God, and man became, Father God, a living being. Father God, tonight we come before you, Lord, and we are asking you tonight to enter the hearts of your people, Lord, and see all the needs, everything that they cannot speak loudly, God. Everything, Father God, in my heart that I cannot speak loudly, Lord. Everything in the hearts of your people that they cannot speak loudly, oh Lord. Because this is their private prayer with you, Lord God. And tonight we come to implore you for those things. We come to implore you for those needs. We come to implore you, Father God, for those things, oh Lord God. Father, because we know you that see in the secret, oh Lord. You said, Lord God, to come and to ask. And Lord, you will answer us, oh Lord. You said to knock, and it will be open. To seek, and we will find. So tonight we are knocking at your door, Father God. We are knocking at your door, Father God. For us to do something, Lord. For us to do something, Father God. Because we come and we know that you can. And we know that you can. We know that you can do it, Lord God. You have the power. You have the authority. You have the willingness, oh God, to do it for us. But you want us to come. So now tonight, Lord, I come, Father God, with everyone. We come as one, asking you, Father God, to visit our hearts, oh Lord, and see the needs of Father God, and see the things that we need, and see, Father God, those things in your people's life that keep them from going to sleep, oh God. Those things that are in their thoughts, oh God, that keeping them, Father God, that's keeping them occupied, oh Lord, because they are thinking, Father God, because they are asking, because they are longing for you to do something, Father God. Father, tonight, we come before you, Lord. As I'm praying, visit the hearts, oh God. Father God, take a look in the hearts of your people and see. And see those needs, oh God. And see those things, oh Lord, that needs to be done. That's putting a tears, oh God, in the hearts tonight, oh Lord God. Father God, we know, Lord, that you see everything. That you know all. So tonight, enter the hearts of your people. Set free tonight. Deliver. Bring breakthrough. Bring deliverance. Some is a financial breakthrough. Some is a sentimental breakthrough. Some is a familial breakthrough. Some is a sickness that they need to be removed in the heart. Some, Father God, is a broken heart. Some is a divorce that they have been on a divorce, oh God. They need you, Lord, to restore their hearts. They need you, Lord, to build them up. Some, Father God, the enemy has thrown their lives apart, Father God. Then they need you to do something. Some, Father God, the enemy has destroyed their reputation, oh God. They need you to do something, oh God. Some, Father God, is a shame that they are living in life, that they need you to remove in their hearts, to remove in their hearts. Some is their family. Some, Father God, is their children, oh Lord. They need you to do something. Some is their, oh God. They need you to do something. Some is their spiritual lives. They need you to take to another level with you, Father God. Father, tonight, visit the hearts of your people, Lord God. And see the needs. And provide, Lord. Because we know that you are a provider, Lord. Father God, I've been married and they are waiting for children to come. They are waiting for the family with children, oh Lord. Father God, we know that you can and we know that you have the power. We know that you have the authority to do so, Lord God. Move in our favor tonight, Lord God. We come to implore for favors, oh God, and for your people, Lord. We come to intercede for favor. We come to petition for favor before you. Father God, we come tonight, Lord God. We are asking you, Lord God, please, to have mercy tonight. Move us, move Paula. Every plot, destroy every disease. The enemy has to distract them, Father God. We know, Father God, that you have the power, Elohim, to do so. For there is none like you, Lord. We believe in you, Lord God. Come can do, Father God. What only you can do, Father God. Come and do it, Lord God. Some of your boss, Father God, has something that they need. They cannot wait, Father God, for you to do so, for you to do it, Lord God. Visit your people tonight, wherever they are, in the house, those that are on the phone, on our radio station, or praying live or in withdrawal, Father God. We are asking tonight to have mercy. My God, my Lord, and my Savior, you are a God of mercy. We come to implore your mercy, Lord. We come to implore your mercy in the lives of your people. Father God, move like never before. Jesus Christ, Son of the living God, there is no pain that you cannot understand. There is no sorrows that you cannot understand. So tonight we are asking you to do something. We have an emergency, Father God, for you to move tonight in the hearts of your people. We see we come, Father God, in this special night of prayer, Lord God. And we are asking you to move, Father God. We need you to thank, Father God, in our lives. And we will praise. We'll give you all the God. We will say, this is the Lord's doing. And it is marvelous in our eyes. No one, no mankind will get the glory but you, Yahweh. But you alone. All the glory. And all belong to God. And we give you praise. All that you will, God. That you will end prayers tonight as you send me tonight to pray special time, Lord God. We give you praise in advance. This is prayer moving tonight. We bring before you, we bring all those intercession before you. We bring all those supplicating as for you. Please have mercy. Please receive those prayers, oh God. Look in the heart. And give you glory, oh God. Thanks in advance, Father God. Thank you in advance, oh God. Because we know that you are doing it, Lord God. Because we know that you are doing it for tonight. And you, blessed be your home. Father God, if we pray, not because we are worthy or But it's all in the precious name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, our God, the one who said to come and to ask, and we will receive. It's all in the name of Jesus Christ we pray. And we ask you all these things. And everyone says, amen. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. Bless your name. Blessed be your holy name, my God, my Lord, and my Savior. Blessed be your name. Great and mighty things you are doing in our lives. And we praise. Oh, hallelujah. Those that are waiting, Father God, those for you to do something, do it, Father God. There are some young men and some young women, oh God, that are waiting for you to do something, to make a choice for their lives, oh God, for someone, those that are engaged, that are waiting for you to bring them, Father God, into union and marriage, oh God. Do it, Father God, Jesus. And those are married couple, Father God, that are waiting on you, those parents that are waiting on you, around their children, oh God. Do it, Lord. We will give you praise. Surely, surely give you praise. We will give you all the glory. Honor, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, bless the name of the Lord. Blessed be his mighty name. The Lord is doing wherever you are. Let the Spirit of the Lord move, because the Lord is doing something. The Lord is doing great and mighty things in your life. Bringing clarity in your life. What, those that are walking in dark.
The God in the sea. Never change. You can do the same again. You're in the time of it. You never change. You can do this. And the God of God.
His countenance upon you.
You'll give children.
You are still the same.
You are the God of open doors. You can open in and go.
Join with me.
Fire.
Yeah.
Just let
There is nothing too hard for the Lord. Whatever the Lord does, that's because He knows how to do it, because He done it before. Whatever situation that you are in, whatever needs that you are standing in tonight, know that your situation is not too hard for the Lord to fix. Whatever that you are going through, whatever that your desire is not something that can surprise the Lord, because He has done it before. That's the reason why tonight He sent me here together with you to intercede and to petition our prayers, our needs, our most needed things that are in the will of the Lord for your life. We come together tonight because the Lord never changed. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. What He requires then, back then, He still requires it. And once you are walking in a way, is the Lord. Nothing is impossible for Him to do for you. So that's the reason why. I don't know what you are standing in need. Some of you may be that you need the Lord to change your situation in your life, to turn something around in your marriage or in your finance or in your spiritual life, that you want to have a deep relationship with the Lord. You want to know Him better. You want to serve Him better. Or you need Him to bring someone into your life, to a companion in your life, someone to go on with, someone to get to marry for the Lord, or you have a fiancé that you need the Lord to help you so you can unite, or to go in marriage, or whatever it is, or you need children, you are married and you're waiting on the Lord patiently for the Lord to bring something into your life. Nothing is too hard for you. Your faith will work stronger. Because He says, when two or three are gathered together in My name and agree and ask for something, that He will do. And whatever the Lord does for you, remember to give Him the glory. Remember to try so you can help somebody else to build their faith, to know that the Lord can do it for them also. Maybe it's your child. You need the Lord to bring together. You need the Lord to get you to get those children under control. Yes, He can. Yes, He will. He done it before. Yes, He can do it. Father God, and into their lives, oh God. Into their hearts, my God, my Lord, my God, my Lord. There is nothing impossible for you to do. Do it for them, Lord God, and they will surely give you the praise. They will surely give you the glory. Visit the young men, oh God, young women, oh God. Those are people in their lives, son. Do it for them. Do it, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord. I'm asking, Father God, humbly, because you are the one who sent me today to do this prayer, oh God. I'm interceding, Father God. We are pouring our hearts unto you, Lord God. Because we know that there is nothing impossible for you. You can do it, Lord. That's because we know you can. That's the reason why we come and talk to you, Lord God. We do not have no other hope. We do not have no other God. We do not have no other one to ask for, Lord. But you, Yahweh. But you, Elohim. Our God. Our Savior, because we know that nothing is impossible for you to do. We believe and we trust that you will do it, Lord God. As you did it for Anna, oh Lord, that pouring her souls unto you, she poured her soul unto you, Lord God, and you done it. You did it for her, Lord God. She was asking for a child. She was asking you for a child. If you blessed her with a child, oh God, she will do something for you, Lord God. She will give it to you back to serve you, Lord. So tonight we are saying, Lord God, if you dare, if you're doing it for them, Lord God, they will bless your name. They will glorify you, Lord. They will say this is the Lord's doing. They will lift you up, oh Lord. They will bring it back unto you, Lord God, for your glory. Whatever they are seeking, Father God, tonight, as long as it is in your will, Lord God, do it for their lives, oh Lord. Father, Yahweh, my God, my Lord, and my Savior, tonight, I thank you in advance, oh God, because I know that you have still give children. I praise you in advance. I glorify your name in advance, oh God, because you are the God who brings hope where there was no hope. You bring life where there was no life. You bring joy where there were no joy. You bring light where there were no light. We thank you. Thank you for everything. Thank you for everyone. In the precious name of Jesus Christ, my Lord and my God and my Redeemer, I pray. Do it again, Lord. Hallelujah.
My Yahweh. Do it again today.
Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So tonight, I want to say thank you. Before we go, I want to read one verse. We want to read a verse of the Bible tonight before we leave. It's a praise because I'm telling you that you will testify about what the Lord is doing for you tonight, because the Lord has heard the prayer and He will have mercy. He will turn things around in your life. Hallelujah. Let's go with me. I'm just going to read that verse. That may be a couple of verses. And the book of 1 Samuel. 1 Samuel, and we're going to go into chapter 1. And also, chapter 1, we're going to read some verse. And chapter 2, we're going to read the first 7 verses. It says, 1 Samuel chapter 1, verse 12. Now, and it happened as she continued. Let's start from verse 9 instead. Verse 9 to 19. They are very short. So Anna arose after they had finished eating and drinking in Shiloh. Now Eli the prophet was sitting on the seat by the doorpost of the tabernacle of the Lord. And she was in bitterness. Now she's talking about Anna. Oh, she was in bitterness of soul and prayed to the Lord and wept and anguished. Then she made a vow and said, O Lord of hosts, if you will indeed look on the affliction of your maidservant and remember me and not forget your maidservant, but will give your maidservant a male child, then I will give him to the Lord all the days of his life, and no razor shall come upon his head. And it happened, as she continued praying before the Lord, that Eli watched her mouth. Now Anna spoke in her heart. Only her lips moved, but her voice was not heard. Therefore Eli thought she was drunk. So Eli said to her, how long will you be drunk? Put your wine away from you. But Anna answered and said, no, my Lord, I am a woman of sorrow spirit. I have drank neither wine nor intoxicating drink, but have poured out my soul before the Lord. I'm going to stay right here. Verse 15 said, but Anna answered and said, no, my Lord, I am a woman of sorrow spirit. I have drank neither wine nor intoxicating drink, but I have put out my soul before the Lord. So that is what we have done tonight. We have put out our soul unto the Lord. We have emptied out our soul unto the presence of the Most High God. In verse now, and let's go now in chapter 2, 1 Samuel chapter 2, starting from verse 1. My heart rejoices in the Lord. And Anna prayed and said, my heart rejoices in the Lord. My horn is exalted in the Lord. I smile at my enemies because I rejoice in your salvation. No one is holy like the Lord, for there is none beside you, nor is there any rock like our God. Talk no more so very proudly, Let no arrogance come from your mouth, for the Lord is the God of knowledge, and by him actions are weighted. The bows of the mighty men are broken, and those who stumbled are girded with strength. Those who were full have hired themselves out for bread, and the hungry have ceased to hunger. Even the barren has borne seven, and she who has many children has become feeble. The Lord kills and the Lord makes alive. He brings down to the grave and brings up. The Lord makes poor and makes rich. He brings low and lifts up. He raises, verse 8, he raises the poor from the dust and lifts the beggar from the ash heap to set them among princes and make them inherit the throne of glory. For the pillar of the earth are the Lord's, and he has set the word upon them. He will guard the feet of his saints, but the wicked shall be silent in darkness. Verse 10, for by strength no man shall prevail. The adversaries of the Lord shall be broken in pieces. From heaven he will thunder against them. The Lord will judge the end of the earth. He will give strength to his king and exalt horns of his anointed. Amen. I just read 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 1 to 10. Yes, Anna poured out her soul unto the Lord, because she had a sorrow heart. Her heart, she had some sorrow in her heart. Like we did tonight, we poured out our souls unto the Lord. And then the Lord heard her. After that, she came back on the following year and praising the name of the Lord. He says, the Lord lift up her sorrow. The Lord give her joy. The Lord give her peace. The Lord restore her heart. And the Lord give her something to rejoice about. It's the same for you tonight. I said that you will rejoice in the Lord. By next year, by this time, you will rejoice. You will remember that time. You will remember that prayer. Some of you, it's next month. Some of you, it's next week. Some of you, it's next year. By this time, you will bless the name of the Lord. For the Lord will turn things around. The Lord will answer those prayers that you put out tonight from your heart, from your soul. Because tonight, like I said, it's a very special night of prayer that the Lord sent me to do here with you, wherever you are. We intercede, we petition, and we supplicate, we bring the supplication of our hearts unto the Lord. Father God, we thank you tonight. We thank you for what you have done. And we thank you, Lord God, for how you have moved, oh Lord God. We thank you, Father God, because you see what we were going through, Lord God. You saw what we had in our hearts and our souls, Father God. Tonight you have answered, and we thank you in advance, oh God. And we know that next year, next week, next month, Father God, that we will lift up our hands as Anna did to praise your name, to glorify your name, and to say, let the Lord be exalted, for the Lord have answered my prayers, and he has changed my sorrows into joy, to praise, to glorify your holy name. Father, we praise you tonight, and we glorify your name, and we give you praise, and we give you glory. And we worship your name, Father God. And we are asking you, Father God, to bless everyone as they're about to leave this place, Father God. Not from your presence, but let them be, Father God, always in your presence. Because it's in your presence that they can find everything, God. They can stay closer to you. It's in your presence. We bless and we glorify and we praise your name. In Jesus' name we pray, Father God, our Lord and our God, be that lives forever and ever. Amen. Hallelujah. Bless the name of the Lord. Tonight I want to say thank you to everyone that took time to pray with me. As you know, we are here every Monday evening. We will see you again next week at the same time, at the same channel, at 8:30 Eastern Standard Time to pray. You can visit us at the Sword of the Spirit Prayer Revival.org, where you can find all the information that you need. And we have our radio station app at Google Play Store for your Android device. For the one that has the number 2 is the English version. And we pray every Thursday evening in Haitian Creole from 8:30 to 10. And also, Saturday morning, early morning from 6:30 to 8 in Haitian Creole. And midday prayer on Saturdays, 11:30 to 1 is in Haitian Creole. Monday night is the only evening in English that we have. And the prayer is replaying every Sunday evening, starting from 5:30 p.m., the Haitian Creole starts, and by 9:30, each version of English is replaying. So may the Lord bless you. May God watch over you. May the Lord shine his countenance upon you. May the Lord change your sorrow into joy, so you will be in praise and in worship as the Lord. Lift up your heads and lift up the sorrow of your heart. Be at peace and go and let the Lord be magnified in your name and in your life. I will see you again next week. God bless you. Bye-bye. Hallelujah. Of the Spirit, your revival. We are in Virginia, USA.
Shatalada.